Time now to take a look into the market basket. Here's Tonia.
Joining me today in Tonia's kitchen is Tom Silberkleit, known as the California Travel Wine Insider, and we're talking wine today. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great. It's nice to be with you again.
There are so many festivals that are going on to celebrate wine throughout the year, and I understand that you're working on a pretty exciting one coming up, right?
Yeah, at the end of this month, from January 31st to February 2nd, is the big annual Zap Zinfandel Festival in San Francisco.
Zap Zinfandel?
Yes, Zap is the name of the organization, Zinfandel Advocates and Producers. They put it on every year, and it's unbelievable. It is the world's largest Zinfandel Festival, festival designed to honor and respect what they call the American heritage grape, Zinfandel.
Well, you know, it's funny because my grandfather was a winemaker, and Zinfandel grapes were always one of his top grapes that he loved producing wine from.
You know, they call Zinfandel the American heritage grape because of its history, especially here in the West. Years ago in the 19th century, the settlers and pioneers brought with them the Zinfandel grape because it was so hardy and tenacious. They knew that no matter what the frontier could bring them, this grape would manage to thrive in good or bad soils. It could thrive in all kinds of weather. So that's why the Zinfandel grape got a foothold in California.
Well, now, how do you think the crop of Zinfandel was this most recent year?
Well, you know, this last year was pretty darn good in California. The past couple years, there's been some rough patches of weather. We've had frost. We've had extreme heat. But 2012, I've heard, is generally excellent for wine grapes throughout California. Good, solid weather.
Does the wine, obviously we always say that wine gets better with age. Is that necessarily the case with the Zinfandel?
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, no. Zinfandel, yes, there are producers that can create some very interesting Zinfandels that do age, but general rule of thumb, it's a wine that's designed to be drunk young. It's ready to go at the moment you open the bottle. So people don't collect Zin and age it. They want to drink it and enjoy it right then and there.
Is that almost like the same thing with the Beaujolais Nouveau? That's supposed to be, you know, open up and drink.
Yeah, it's the same idea, that the Beaujolais Nouveaus were not designed to be age-worthy. They were designed to be enjoyed right then and there. So, yeah, there are different types of wines and different winemakers that have different styles. You know, the thing about Zinfandel that fascinates me, many years ago, I didn't like Zinfandel, and the reason was I'd enjoy it primarily at backyard barbecues, and friends would go down to the local drugstore, and they'd buy the cheap, unspectacular Zinfandels, and every time I tasted it, that's what it was. It wasn't until I started to really focus on all of these dozens and dozens of producers in California that I said, wow, what is this? So the gamut can range from jammy, juicy, big, fruity wines to more delicate, refined, light Zinfandels. It's amazing. There is great variety in the producers here in California with that grape.
Well, see, that was one of my next questions. What about the variety? Is there a lot of variety of Zinfandel?
The variety comes from the soil conditions and the way that each producer wants to take care of the vineyards and grow this particular wine. You know, the Zap Zinfandel Festival has an epicurea food and Zinfandel pairing where they're going to prove how great Zinfandel goes with food on January 31st in San Francisco. They've got 50 top California Zinfandel producers. They're going to join forces with 50 powerhouse food producers, and they're going to have braised pork belly sandwiches, duck liver mousse, wild boar sausage, and then for dessert, raspberry hazelnut caramels, wine ice cream. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to that one, and I can't wait. They're going to have so much variety, and that's the key. With Zinfandel, try things you've never had before. Try producers you've never heard of, because you're going to be discovered with some rare treats.
And, you know, it really is a lot of fun pairing it with different food, isn't it? Because you really can sometimes get a whole different tasting thing going on.
Yeah, that's the thing with different type of wines. Mix it up. You can have some wines just on their own before a meal, but when you pair wine with food, that's when the flavors can really change. At this Epicurea food event, I know that there are some national producers that your listeners will know, like Ravenswood, St. Francis Winery, Apache Canyon, Ledson, Gurgage Hills, Frank Family, Ballantine. These are producers from Napa, Sonoma, and even Paso Robles, California. All different styles, but those are some big names that people know. But what I love about going to these type of events is you will discover wineries that you've never heard of before, some making 1,000 cases, mom-and-pop operations, but you'll make great discoveries.
Now, speaking of wineries that we may not have ever heard before, that segues nice right into your latest directory coming out. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, we just came out with our California Directory of Fine Wineries Central Coast Edition. It's our second edition, brand new. I've got to brag a little bit because it's beautiful. It's a little hardcover book. It's available nationwide at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, and it features 51 wineries from Santa Barbara up the California coast through San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles. These are destination wineries, places that are making excellent wine, but places that are open to the public and that you won't want to miss when you come to California.
Boy, that is really exciting, and it's quite the book to just keep on the shelf for when you're planning that next trip.
Well, so many people come to the wine country in California looking just for the wine, and they don't realize that these places have striking architecture, beautiful gardens, wine caves. Oftentimes, they'll have food and wine pairings so that you can taste gourmet food with the wines. It's even the kind of places in our books that if you don't like wine, you can still come along and enjoy bocce ball or the scenery.
We're talking with Tom Silberkleit, known as the California Travel Wine Insider. Tom, what's your website?
It's californiafinewineries.com. And also on the homepage at californiafinewineries.com, we now have a link, as of this morning, to the Zinfandel Festival in San Francisco, so people can take a look at all the dozens and dozens and dozens of producers that are going to be there. It's really a blast. I've gone for many years, and that's what really turned me on to Zinfandel in the beginning.
Sounds like a great way to spend the day, Tom. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. Nice to be with you.